not about to, you know what I'm saying, go. I don't turn up with women in arguments. I just don't, unless you have the ability. Like, if you're my girl, I can turn up because I really, really care about you understanding where I'm coming from.
That's what happens between me and my wife.
Yeah, I mean, literally, like, I can get myself gassed. I can get myself gassed up in a moment like that. But if we're not together, what the fuck?
And what's crazy is I'm so chill for the longest because I understand, okay, you're in your feelings right now. I'm still going to keep discussing this. But Cassie knows how to push it to the place where I blow. And you know what she does every time I blow? Why are you angry? Like, look at how you're talking. We can't even talk. Like, I can't talk to you when you're like this. I'm like, yeah, I'm matching your energy. No, you're not, because your voice is here. I said, it doesn't matter where my voice
don't
is.
Don't you
I'm matching your energy now. I was like, I even tell her at the beginning, I'm like, look at how you, I want you to know how, see how you're talking.
Set up the cameras,
I'm
bro.
Trying to have a norm. What makes you think we ain't running? We always running.
No, not these. I'm talking about the crib.
Oh, okay, right. I always say that. I wish you could see yourself back.
Let's check the tape.
Right.
But so she'll come with this energy, and then I'll be like, yo, look at your energy right now. Like, hey, we could have a regular conversation and talk about how you feel, but right now you're wilding. I said, and eventually you're going to push me there, and then when I go there, you're going to blame this whole thing on me. I just want you to remember. I want you to remember.
It always sucks, like, when you're getting a conversation with your girl or a woman. I can't say female no more because females get mad at me
for saying female?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because you're identifying them.
They're saying,
just say your partner.
They were saying, yeah, we watch the podcast or whatever, and you say female all the time. And it's like,
you're trying
not to say bitch.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're trying to do, ladies. We're trying not to say bitch.
That's what I said.
You're welcome.
You feel me? That's what I said.
You're welcome.
That's exactly what I said back. I was like, yeah, of course I'm not trying to say
bitch.
So I say female. That is not a disrespectful word.
Did they give a suggestion?
What is female? When has female become a bad word?
Slightly derogatory. I can see.
How's it derogatory?
Because assuming sexist now is derogatory.
Did they give a word that is more appropriate, or are they just talking about where they feel you're coming from? Because again, I'm learning with women, everything is about
women. You got to say women or be more personal about a situation. I'm like, on a podcast, you can't be personal about a situation. You can't.
What's the difference between female and woman?
Bruh, I feel like it's absolutely nothing. When we're generally speaking, you're female. I'm talking about a female, a woman, a female. Yes, I am 100% trying not to say bitch. That's not
right.
That's not what I want to say.
I have
so I'm being respectful for using other words than that. How can you not say something that is on applications?
This is where I wish they was here, because I could feel them listening right now, arguing, like, no, that's not what we mean.
That's why you keep them away from here, so we can have this and antagonize the shit out you, and they can react to the videos, dummy. You wanted them to be here.
And give them views.
And then we're out of here.
Yeah, but when people...
And now we resolved whatever really it was.
But when people get them views, they... Okay.
Keep it.
You're saying keep them, like...
Yeah, it's like, man, I don't understand how you could ever think that word is...
I think that word. I'm
you've told me it a bunch of times.
Yeah, I know.
When you say female, it
comes off derogatory.
It comes off derogatory.
Like,
and
demeaning.
For the life of me, I can't get it or understand
it's
how
it's crazy,
because
the clip I'm posting tomorrow, you say female so much. So much.
But he's just saying that's how...
It's crazy. It must be derogatory on some type of level for people to notice that word.
I think they say it because Job said it.
We're all woke, baby.
I don't think nobody said anything until Job said
it.
No,
but you just said it just now. Yeah, I said it a lot.
But that's because Job brought it up episodes ago. That episode I'm posting tomorrow is that same episode Job brought it up. He's like, female, you hear? He was talking about me.
Female.
He said, you hear him say female? He was trying to grind me up because I was grinding you up about Carter and parenting.
Right,
he said, yeah, get merged. It's in him. Woman, feminizing. Female.
I just don't understand. Like, okay, you know what? I just apologize. You know, I'm going to try to say
y'all
woman
some
more.
Unstable creatures.
I'm going to say
shout
woman.
Out to baby boy.
Say woman more.
Woman. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I could be wrong, but I think they don't. It's not so much about the word. I think
no. When I say
I think
woman,
everything is about what Ty has to say and how it makes.
Yeah. Because listen,
when I say
they
woman,
really want to discuss the content.
To be honest, I'm gonna look behind at the camera right now. When I say woman, that's still me stopping from saying bitch. That's the same thing. I'm stopping myself from saying bitch. You know what I mean? Same thing. So
right, because it's not personal.
It's just not
I don't have time to put a. Come on, man. This is how we're rapping right now. You know what
right.
I That thing's going to flow easier.
Do I say, anything besides a male?
No, when there's a dude, bro, I don't know. There's a guy, you start saying N-word, and then I got to find filler words all of a sudden.
I don't see the N-word on the pod.
I'm just saying.
I'm rapping.
That's what I'm saying, but I was just like this.
When I'm rapping, it don't count.
Rico used too heavy. He stopped, though.
Slowed it down?
Yeah, he slowed down.
What, saying N-word. The B-word? Oh, the N-word?
Yeah, I think all of us kind of dial back a little
bit. Yeah, because we're not, we know somebody's going to watch it, but we don't know somebody's going to watch it. Like, I never think about, that's why I don't watch it on, like, the episodes, because I don't like the way it looks. And I'm like, oh, somebody going to try to, you know what I mean? I don't even want to see no comments or nothing, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, post that's dope. Good. Let's keep it pushing.
Yeah, I'm trying to appease the majority with women.
No, you're not. But I wish.
I come off as a sexist, too.
Yep. Misogynistic, if you will.
Bruh, I swear for the life of me, I do not.
And that's crazy that you don't even know it or say.
I want you to explain to me from your point of view what.
You have a very male dominant oriented attitude about everything, the structure of life, the way relationships are supposed to work, how things are supposed to go in general in the world. That feels like your worldview. You know what I mean?
Do you feel like I'm can I say this? I'm trying not to sound sexist.
You wasn't ready for that explanation.
Yeah. No. You feel like, for lack of better words, that I'm. I think females.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think women are lesser.
In a lot of aspects.
You think so?
Maybe. Yeah. Or I can see how that's perceived. I don't think you actually believe that. I can see the perception.
Okay.
Because I feel like if anything.
With what, though? I hate to say, give you an example, because that's the worst.
Right.
I mean? Like,
because it's...
There's a billion things that we do on this name.
Right, podcast. And if you want me to pinpoint one thing, I couldn't do it. You know what
right.
I mean? It's like all these bars I throw away, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know what I actually do, but I'm going to try to be more mindful of it, because I don't want to come off as someone
who
doesn't respect women. Like, I've never try to put that out there that I don't respect women. Literally, every single thing that I say is I always want people to open their minds.
Everything we say sounds disrespectful to women, though.
But literally, all I'm trying to do is...
Because it's just us talking about bullshit, and we're not putting dot nines, cross the T's on everything. It's just like, I'm just going to
rip through this. The conversation I'm posting tomorrow is about gender roles, and if we could date...
That was a good one.
Or if we could date women that make more money than us. And our perspective... First off, on gender role was more or less, we agreed with just scientific gender role, like the fact that, you know, man is more physically stronger.
Uh-huh.
Not in the sense of the what they call the patriarchy, like the man makes all the decisions, not that. Just in the sense of a man is strong, hunter-gatherer, where women are better nurturers. You know what I'm saying?
Allegedly.
More overall, statistically, you know what I mean?
I mean, we're all from the same place, so we all think the same way, but I'm just going to play that part.
But I think that way of thinking could be viewed as sexist, because I believe that, yo, Cassie's way better with the baby. Way better. You know what I'm saying? I learn from her. But and I embrace that gender role. I'm not saying, yo, you got to stay home with the kids. All I'm saying is I let you take lead when it comes to this infant. Now, as story gets to a certain age, and there's like some behavioral things, we both are here. You know what I'm saying? I guarantee there's gonna be a time where I might take lead.
Right.
I think that when people initially hear that, it could be viewed as sexist, because I'm okay with understanding. Okay, well, what is my role based off of not only my gender, but my attributes, my skill sets? What is my role? What's your role? Let's play it to the T. You know what I'm saying? And that could be viewed as
sexist.
I feel
like a lot of people just soft about a lot of things, man. I really do. Like, I feel like if you say anything that's
not everybody's not called
pro,
a bitch,
not,
you feel me?
Not, well, I don't say that. But I mean, as far as not...
if you're not bending over backwards to appease...
To appease a woman, you are then being a sexist. If you bite down against anything that's, you know, for the betterment of women, you were then a sexist. And that's not what...
Get him out.
Yeah, that's not what my points are at all. It's just, you know, if we're going to, you know, go through this Me Too movement or anything like that, there's also another side to all this as well. Right. You know what I mean? And that's literally, that's all I ever bring up is there is another side. I'm not saying that I don't agree with everything else. I'm just saying we're on a podcast. There's a different perspective. Like, let's talk about these different perspectives.
But real quick, you're saying a different perspective. I'm assuming, meaning like the male perspective. What's his story? What's their side? And what they're trying to say to you is, I think, it's like, hey, that's been the only side. We've been getting fucked over forever. And now they're having a moment. You know what I'm saying? Do I think maybe this cancel thing goes too far? Are there, you know, some whatever? But what they're saying is, you've basically, white males, you know what I'm saying, been just beating everybody down, whether gender, you know what I mean, color, you know what I'm saying, whatever. And now this is their moment. So like, they're basically like, fuck that side. You guys didn't hear us before, but you hear us now.
But I think you have to be able to throw people in specific categories. Some people are extreme, and you're not going to get through to them at all. But when you got people like us who are willing to listen, compromise, and come to a middle ground, you should work with us. And I'll give an example like with race. With race, I feel like a lot of times with black people, whenever we hear white folks say that we're lazy, all of these different things, like we completely disregard all of those conversations. But when we really just actually listen to each other, we can understand that, okay, it's not that we're lazy, but there might be some habits that some of us have that could change, that could get us to another financial state. Oh, he's bearing gifts. Junior he's Sam? Bearing gifts.
Brother, what's good with it?
Okay, Marcos. Doo-doo. What's good, Brody? So.
We've got the butters on. With the old school San Diego.
I knew he had butters on because I heard it through the mic.
Ooh, through the mic. You could hear it. Bow, 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 bow. Big stepper.
Slide in, slide that box over. Bad.
Rico's in the building.
Yeah.
Hey, you know this is yours, right?
Ever since we got the new joint, I don't
know. No, I'm just saying. Remember, I had him down yours. Pat? How you miss him all the time?
We had the ooh, Paul. We had the,
This is yours.
That's real shit. Can you see that far? Is Rico all the way in?
Rico is all the way in.
I can see him. I'm in there. Without his glasses.
My guy.
My man.
Where's his glasses?
Murder is verbalist.
What's good?
What's the deal, fellas?
Frazzle. We was, what was we talking about? We was talking about how on the podcast.
Ty was getting checked.
Yeah, about
just
being,
like I got checked.
About being sexist.
Whoa.
More of that. We're more or less talking about how a lot of
his undertones to his tones.
A lot of different groups have a hard time listening to each other anymore. Everybody takes everything offensively.
A lot of groups? Like, yeah. What do you mean? Females?
A black group? Yeah. Take things offensive from a white group.
LGBTQ.
Takes things offensive from alpha male group. Black women male? From black men and everybody. Because I feel like black women is right. Black women versus everybody.
Chinese.
You know what's crazy? Because my inside was like, man, they ain't got nothing to worry about, but they got a lot going on right now.
One of the situations came up about me saying female, and that was hurtful to women.
What? No, they said that it sounds like he's trying to avoid saying bitch because the way he like kind of how it comes out.
Female.
Yeah, like you know what I mean?
But we only feel that way because Joe brought it up. And I think feel that way because Joe brought it up.
You just said they didn't see that episode yet.
Do me.
No.
You're posting
it
tomorrow.
No, I'm repurposing. That was probably episode 7.
Oh, that was a pause.
There'd be some things I said.
It's because there's a double entendre or something. You know what I mean? You just kind of put it. Yeah, it's funny.
It's all comedy. All right. Comedy. All
right. Got to learn it again. Got to learn it
double
again.
Double entendre. Hey, speaking of comedy. I need to see the full emails. I need to see the context because when I originally see Michelin Tires, that's
hilarious.
A great bar.
It's a bar.
It's a bar. It's not a great bar, but it's a great bar.
It's a great bar from John Gruden. It's a phenomenal bar from John Gruden.
Because it's like you would never, because when you were roasting, you try to hit things like this.
Black people to be mad about that.
I mean, it's just his position. He can't do that where he's at.
That is literally just...
If you're not into bars, I understand that you're mad. But me personally, I'm into bars, so I'm like, well, where's the emails? Let me see. Because I need to see where this came from.
I think that's that'd be black people being too sensitive.
It's not out there.
Literally, the context he was saying it in, I can see
how it was a just I'm a roast.
How
this
it
guy.
Can be no, how it can be considered wrong and everything like that.
Yes, and he tried to say it was yes, about it was rubber. Wrong.
Should he have lost his job? You know, maybe on some type of level for you know saying some stuff
or some
like
type
that.
Of fine, so whatever. I mean,
some type of fine.
But he resigned himself.
But
though,
for
so
you
he didn't
to even, not for you to not see the funny in that.
Well, here's the.
It's just crazy. It's crazy that you're taking life way too serious.
How big are the guy's lips?
Humongous, bruh.
I mean, but it's got racial connotations to it.
Of course.
So
listen, of course. Let me pull the guy's lips up. Pause.
See what I'm saying?
Murr typed in Michelin tire. His name is Damaris.
Yeah.
Spell
D.
D M A U R I C E.
At least they gave him Michelin. They could have given him some.
No, but see, that's why it's kind of funny because it's like whenever you use words like them hard consonants, whatever, them things like it sounds like, it sounds a little wild.
His lips are big as fuck.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, again, that's
they're really
racial.
Not.
Racial.
They're really
big.
Not.
No, they're big. Right, now they look
whatever. They're big joints. They're you know big. What I'm saying? He got some poofers.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, I mean.
I want to see the context because the homophobic one, that was wild. What did he say?
The homophobic one,
that was
I thought
wild.
Was crazy.
Yeah, he said we shouldn't be responsible for drafting queers or something like that.
Faggots. Didn't
yeah,
he say
yeah,
faggots?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, he said straight up, like did he shouldn't have like, been. He shouldn't have been.
And they got a gay dude that just came out on the team.
Yeah,
did they mean like gays? Did he mean him as in like
they talk about the like? Okay, they got a gay guy on the team. They got a gay guy. Obviously, he got drafted. And everything, you know what I mean? There was a gay guy in college. Whatever.
So he was talking about a guy that's homosexual.
Okay, so but here's the context.
I believe so.
How long ago
because
were these
he
emails?
Wasn't talking about like, you know how you might call somebody that's soft a faggot.
Yeah, but at the same time,
that's still kind of the same.
This is what they're saying. I mean, we know what you're saying. If you
now it is. I mean, back in the day, it wasn't like that.
Because nobody actually really thought about somebody gay when they said it. This is just pizza.
Do you think Goodell should have been fired?
But
not
here,
Goodell,
Gruden.
But Gruden.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing. Maybe, but I want to put this in context though.
I have a hard time.
Todd, do you know how long ago these emails were?
That's what I'm. Just, I was just about to say.
He wasn't even coaching at the time.
I have a hard time. It was like 2011 when these
emails. They're going
were.
Back.
Wow.
He wasn't even working in the league.
No. Why did they go back? What happened?
Washington football team is being investigated because their owners would have like resort trips, whatever, and their cheerleaders, topless pics, sexual things were happening, sexual harassment cases came up years later, and that's why they had to change the team name. And they got the red, the Native Americans at the same time.
Washington
football team is going through some shit. And so they're investigating everybody around them because you know his son was like the coach,
his brother.
Is that his brother? Okay, whatever. So, this isn't just going to be him. You about to see a windfall.
Wow.
This is football. We know football coaches on every level.
The only thing, what he said about Damaris.
Mike, what the fuck is that?
Pedialyte.
Hey, can I get that, bro?
What he said about Damaris, I didn't think it was that extreme. I think the whole homophobic comment.
I need to see the email,
yeah, so do I. I got to see. Cause is there, is there something else after that, though? Like, is it, where it's
it was,
like.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Does he say he got Michelin tires, big lip bastard? Or
what I don't understand is everybody was so mad on the internet that when he apologized, and first off,
supposed to apologize.
I don't know if it's just black people or white people as well, but
groups
not accepting people's apology is just crazy to me. First off, apologies are the dumbest thing in the world to me.
Do you have a choice to accept an apology?
Yeah, you have a choice. You have a choice to deal with the Thunder. Like his question,
if I
should he have quit? He quit because he didn't want to deal with the Thunder every day.
He apologized. He apologized, and everybody was mad that after he apologized a bunch of times, he said in one of the interviews, "Hey, I'm done answering anything about this. I gave my piece.
Yeah,
this is over. I'm trying to move forward. People can you can apologize and move forward.
I know I'm wrong.
I know I'm wrong.
I thoroughly but you want to you want to beat me
his,
down with it.
His apology was empty." What?
Maybe. First off, he didn't apologize in 2011. He's apologizing because it came out.
There's never a good apology.
Right, what did you expect?
Of course it's empty.
There's literally never a good apology. You apologize one way, you're too empty. You're real empathetic about your apology, and now you had your PRs write it up for you.
Like, shouldn't you be happy that he no longer works there? Because isn't that the goal of cancel?
Right, which
to
is
make sure
crazy.
That they're
but no, they want to make sure, like, okay, how racist is he? They're about to dig into him, and they want him to just to be like, and then shame the NFL, and then you know, to get money from them as an organization because now you guys have to care about us. Now we got a new month and a new color to wear on the field.
I feel like we're in a dangerous place, the fact that we can't converse about something.
Not can't, won't.
No, it's at the point where we can't. No. I watch people face to face. I watch one party say, whoa, 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 whoa. This, I'm trying to tell you how I feel. Let's discuss it. And the other party completely blow up. And I'm reading this book right now. It's called How to Get to Yes. It's about negotiations. And he was just discussing how countries who no longer can talk about issues end up in genocide situations, end up in civil wars. Like, and he's talking about how we're at this place where we're getting there because we can't discuss anything. And it's so volatile. And I think America's always been the best way to get to solutions is for this person who disagrees with this person to figure out, okay, well, how can we find the middle ground? Because that's where the truth is.
No one wants to talk first off, at all. Everybody is so right about what their beliefs. Whatever they believe, that's a huge problem.
We were just talking about that in the bar.
This guy's lips are pretty big. It looks like they're so big. It looks like he doesn't even have.
How I was scrolling down looking for
kissed a fucking iron. You know what I'm saying? not the black guy. This fucking Groove.
His lips are so big, you can't even see that he has.
See, I'm gonna do it.
Like, no, hold on, y'all ain't about to get me like Groove. Look like he kissed an iron. No, but yeah, like how everybody stands so firm on their beliefs now is literally messing everything up.
I feel like it's trending.
It's trendy.
You think so?
It's a small group of people and it's some little bots that are fake people.
It's not a small group of people.
It's smaller than you think.
I don't think it's something that they do because it's trendy. I think it's an emotional thing because what it is the inability to listen. That's all it is. It's not about standing your ground because you can stand your ground, but listen to what I got to say. Like, we were talking to Puka. We had a conversation, and I was like, Pook, you just did it. I was telling my point, and I got three words into my sentence,
shaking his head already.
And you were like, I'm like, I didn't even get to my point yet. So that lets me know you don't understand me. So now we get into this argument of me trying to make sure that you understand me. So I think people have an issue with learning how to listen to something that sounds different than what they believe. And that's dangerous. That's dangerous.
Because just constantly just trying to put out your opinion.
What happens is decisions are made by whoever's in power makes the decisions based off of how they feel, not the counsel of others.
It's literally like arguing sports, but with real life. Because you know, however you feel in sports, you stand firm on, strong. Yeah. Like, okay, Dan Marino's the best quarterback of all time. You can't tell me nothing different than that. I'm going to bring you stats, and I'm going to just keep badgering you, and I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to keep going. And I don't care what you have to say. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to get my point across to you.
Right.
And we're literally taking that sports mentality when we be arguing all the time to real life. And it just kills everything.
Do you argue with people about stuff like this?
Who, me? Hell no.
That's what, me neither. So we got four down. You know what I mean? It's a smaller group than you think.
You know, I'm not arguing with
it. That's another problem. I think we shut up.
I called him immediately. It was like,
as soon as I see somebody on that type of time,
I'm off you.
I'm off.
And it sucks because
you can see it immediately. Can see it immediately.
And I think we need to speak more.
And I'm not,
think we need to speak
and
more.
And I'm talking about people for them and against them.
Everything.
Just topics, period.
Because if we're talking about COVID, I feel like the vaxxers go ham, we shut up. When it comes to racism, when black people speak up, everybody shuts up. Feminism, everybody else shuts up. LGBTQ, everybody else shuts up.
So you want more arguments?
Not arguments, discussions.
Well, it's not going to be discussions when like
it should be. It should be a discussion.
But
this isn't even a discussion.
The specific issues. Like if we're talking, if we say police reform to be specific.
All these trigger words, bro. Shut that shit down. I thought we were supposed to talk about bitches.
What you saying?
Even that. Specific conversations.
Specific
conversations.
Right.
What was you saying?
Fuck you, nigga. Don't make your voice deep now, nigga. Fuck you, nigga. Nah, that ain't you, nigga. Nah, but I feel you. But it was just like Ty Jack was saying, like I got into a debate with, like, during the
election.
Some of my peers from like high school, I seen the day where pretty, you know, vocal about how they felt, you know, in their political party and whatnot, which was fine.
All of a sudden.
And I wanted to, because I was under the impression, I was under the impression that if you support Trump, you're a racist. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I wanted to get some information behind that. I didn't want that, you know, I wanted to see if this was a truth, what this was a fact versus just an opinion. So I was like, okay, well, what is it about Trump that you're so, you know, why do you have a flag, a Trump flag, instead of an American flag? You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to ask these type of questions to see, like, so is this like some racist shit? Like, what do you mean? Like, who are you against? Because it was a lot more.
No, they just backed up their racist shit with facts.
No, hold on. Look, right. Finish.
So I had a sit down conversation with more than one, you know, friend that I went to high school with, just to get their point of view. And one was open to listen and hear my perspective. And the other was
Trump.
Doesn't matter.
Like, you don't understand.
Doesn't matter what I say. Is like, he had his opinion and that's what it was. And he was like a huge, like, big Trump supporter, like, had damn near a tattoo of the guy. You know what I'm saying? He was like, I'm like, so why are you like, and he didn't want to hear anything. So one conversation that I had with my one friend, extremely productive. He seen my perspective. I seen his perspective. He opened up about things he's experienced on why he believes this way. I opened up and, you know, explained, you know, my point of view, my perspective. And it was a very productive conversation. Like, we both left.
So one guy was racist and the other one wasn't. I get it.
Pretty much is what it came down to.
They was on the same team because, you know, they're on that team.
What you got? What you want?
The bourbon.
Oh, yeah, it was interesting. And so I could see, but after a while, like, you want to open up those conversations. By the time I was done with this conversation, like, I didn't want to be the guy's friend anymore, type shit. You know what I'm saying?
The other guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, because he wasn't getting it and it was frustrating me. And I could tell that either he was entire, you know, like, he was ignorant to the fact that he was saying some things like that was offensive. And it's like,
he wasn't trying to listen at all.
He wasn't trying to hear it at all. And then I was getting extremely frustrated with the situation because it was a heated, you know, conversation. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want it to go to, like, now I want to fight you.
Right.
Because that's all it's going to go to.
Or even now we're
if it's
times.
Some, because he's extremely, someone that's extremely adamant on what they believe, there's no, I've seen friends fall out over arguments about LeBron James and Michael Jordan.
That's ridiculous.
Church. It went from LeBron James, Michael Jordan to personal shit, and then they started exposing things about each other.
Mm.
That's how.
We talking about two dudes?
Yeah,
It's always crazy when
That's how intense it got. Because it's like, this nigga's stupid. He don't know what the fuck he's talking about. It's like,
so the dude you was able to converse with correctly, how did that go? Do you feel like you both learned something from each other?
Yeah, okay. I became his barber.
See, what you just did right there is what America needs to learn from.
You know, like, like, and not only did I become his barber, he, like, when we did Juneteenth.
I'm about to take the moral of the story.
Like, when I did the Juneteenth celebration, extremely involved, you know, and he's never, like, wasn't even aware of it. Now he came, was like, hey, you need me to do something? Like, it was more so like an action, like, damn, I didn't know. You know what I mean?
Devil's advocate in a situation. It's also, like, a terrible thing when you just want to be heard. And you feel like you're not being heard. So you're just pretty much just wanting to get your point across as much as you possibly can. And Joe kind of like said that earlier today. We were talking about like just women, period, and like how, you know, they've been oppressed for a certain amount of time. It's hard for them to hear, you know, other people's opinions about things that are against their movement mm-hmm. of being, you know, equal or mm-hmm. whatever. It kind of like, It kind of makes you deaf to everything around you. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I don't feel that way. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm always willing to listen and hear people out. You know what I'm saying? And give.
Was Obama a Democrat?
Yeah.
I'm getting high.
Bruh.
Listen, with anything, yo, bruh.
While I'm talking, you got to zoom in on and see his face. Is that possible? Because right. You were just thinking about the wildest shit when I was talking. I don't even know what I was talking about, but yeah, I just feel like people are just
shut down, shut out.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I think we lack basic communication skills with each other. Basic.
Man, just, I feel like it's that.
Just listening to what the other party has
like
to
you
say.
Almost can't. It's like you. Well, it's a combination of both. Like some people don't want to hear it, and then some people
they don't believe it.
Yeah, it's like nigga.
What you're okay with?
It's like some people that just like. Some white people are tired of hearing how black people were treated bad. They are sick of that shit. Like, God damn, nigga. Just, well, y'all niggas, shut up. We get it. Give these niggas their 40 acres and a mule so they can shut the fuck up.
In Montana, see how this works. Let's
go. You know what I'm saying? Like, they that's how, and then and that's how other people feel about the LG.
You can't say nothing about black people complain a lot?
No.
I don't either.
I don't. It's propaganda. Propaganda. If you turn on Fox News, we want handouts. Black people want handouts, and we don't want to work for nothing. That's propaganda. So when you discuss something with someone like that,
no, but that's not just because it says like these places say they're news. All these places aren't news. They're right. Just people in color screaming at each other
And saying what they believe on their network. And you
don't even believe they believe it.
You don't last here as an employee. Matter of fact, you don't. Rise in the ranks.
I don't even believe they really got anything on that paper that they be putting in front of them.
Would you say?
I think it's blank as fuck.
Don't say the N word or the F word. I'm about to go off.
Yeah.
So I think the solution is learning to listen and actually just try to understand where the person's coming from. You don't got to believe where I'm coming from. Just hear me out.
You have to really, really be a different kind of individual. To want to cancel Dave Chappelle. You're not listening.
You don't care.
You're literally not listening. Bro, you hear the word transgender.
My wife doesn't like Dave Chappelle.
You hear the word transgender.
I heard Aunt Carl and Moo on Facebook say, he's not that funny.
I saw that.
Those people who say he's not that funny are the people who cancel him. If you don't find him funny, that's because you don't get what he's trying to do.
Literally, you hear, first off, he's the GOAT. He's better than
right,
any
but
comedian
but they're
of all
watching
time.
Him right now. They need to go back and start whatever. He came from this.
Doesn't matter.
And I think people do. You could watch. I think when you see.
If you watch right now, you could appreciate that. You can just appreciate that. If you don't care about, if you're looking for it to laugh, Dave ain't your guy. Dave isn't
I don't
your
think
guy.
He was, though. I don't feel like they're muting because of him. He's offensive.
They're not. Netflix, I feel like they're Netflix muting, are keeping him.
Yeah, because he's Netflix telling the truth. And that's something.
His truth.
His truth. Yeah, he's just giving his
truth.
Perspective.
His truth.
Yeah, because.
His truth.
He's telling, but he's his, telling but the truth. His truth. That shit is gospel.
He really is.
That shit is gospel, bruh.
But his truth. Whatever.
Yeah. I'm watching and I'm just like, yeah, bruh. I feel he don't miss. He doesn't miss at all.
I feel like the thing he says is contrary to what they're trying to transform America into.
Transform
but
America.
But I think he's no.
Again, you're seeing this small group trying to go after everybody and
I think he's trying to pull everybody together.
You think
he's not separating
group?
People. I don't think he's trying to separate people.
Did you really see any of this?
Right, but all that does is keep you in your own bubble.
I get what you're saying, but what I'm saying is like, how many you know, like,
because on TV, like,
how many people are
TV,
you actually
are shoving
around
it down your throat?
Genuinely upset.
I'm not even going to pause that.
Okay. But I didn't really see that many.
Fast
people.
Forward.
I didn't see that many people the last
down
2 weeks.
Next
how many people did you see the last 2 weeks?
Huh? That's what I'm saying. Most people are just working and trying to live and keep it pushing.
But these
aren't the people that you we should be like, oh yeah. I'm about to hop online because I need people to know I'm on this side or this side.
Right.
It's like none of this shit matters in your day to day.
If you think
I'm trying to keep a paycheck coming, I'm trying to move shit around for my real life. You know, people trying to raise kids. These people, they ain't. I mean, it's their opinions and they're loud. And I get it. And you, if you're that
but
group,
they get shit done though.
I know because you have to attack the dollars.
The motherfuckers.
You attack
the LGs.
Done. What?
Man,
they ain't playing
at all.
Right.
I feel like if black people executed shit like LG, we would have overcame a long time ago.
You wouldn't.
I don't.
I mean, and that's basically what Dave was saying on the thing, wasn't he?
That's what I was saying a few episodes ago.
Them motherfuckers get shit done. I'm like, God damn it.
Y'all just so organized.
Y'all niggas
about
just
everything.
I've been around for about 10 years and y'all got y'all's own bathroom now.
They tackle.
You know how many marches it took for this shit?
You know how many marches niggas had beat just to get their own water fountain?
They tackle real issues.
They don't get distracted by symbolism.
By dumb shit.
Because we get distracted
by everything.
We got distracted by Trump and Biden. We thought Biden getting Trump out would help black people. That was our thing the last election. Get Biden out and it'll be better for black people.
I miss Donnie on the low.
No, I voted for Trump.
I miss Donnie on the low.
I mean, listen, I'm gonna just tell you.
I hate talking about it because of one of those conversations.
I'll mute this. I don't fuck with his Twitter. But the shit.
What? That's the best thing about him. It's hilarious.
I'm not saying I miss Trump.
Presidents aren't supposed to be funny.
I just knew what Biden was coming with.
Hold on, real quick.
You can't keep somebody with that kind of bigotry that they stand behind in the office. You just can't. Okay. No matter what.
Yes, you can. There's a bunch of them.
Don't do that. There's everybody.
I agree there's a bunch of them.
But don't shut down what he's saying. But you only have one side to it. What about the other side?
I know about the other side.
This is the problem with America.
Are you going to talk about the economy?
I'm just talking about actually listening and solving problems. Although Donald Trump is an egotistical bigot who speaks on things he knows nothing of. He might not know not one Mexican in his life, but it'll give you a whole rundown on how Mexicans are. That's a problem. But the one thing I do like is the fact that he will sit down with you and say, what the fuck do you need? This is what you need? Take it. Get out my face. That's something that black people need. Whereas Biden and them are going to sit with us. Biden and them are going to try to solve our problems for us.
He mad about the HBCU grant.
You feel me? That's a problem too.
I'm just saying, we always talking about bullshit. Just get to, you know what I'm saying? Get to the draws, baby. You know what I'm saying?
That's a problem too. So Trump comes with just negatives. Trump don't make you feel good, but Trump will let you eat for yourself. Biden's going to make you feel good, but tell you we're going to make decisions for you.
What has he done? I don't even know what he does.
Nothing.
Be a racist behind my back, though.
Nothing.
Okay, yeah, respect that.
But that's symbolism.
Not me.
Okay, hold on, real quick.
That's why we voted for Biden.
No. I'm talking about if you're running the country.
That's why we voted for Biden.
I want the regular racism in my face and let me know. For sure. Keep you out of here. But you can't run a country and be that kind of way. Seriously. Get somebody else in the office with a Trump kind of mindset. Because literally, I mean, we live in a great country to where Biden's going to be in there for 4 years and then we can put somebody else in the office.
Yeah, 4 years is a long time.
Is it?
I mean, like, really, is it a long time?
Yes.
People just started caring right now. Do you remember who Obama ran against?
No.
Yeah. Exactly. Who,
McCain. How,
did go, okay, McCain. And the other dude, obviously.
Was it Romney before?
Who cares?
Mitt Romney, yeah.
Nobody hopped on that bandwagon like this. We know what this is. You know what I mean? And let me ask you a question. When you saw Obama get in, happy. First black president's got to be crazy. Now, him and Donnie, which one of them really made you feel I could be president?
Donnie
thinks if I get paper, I can do whatever. I can go run the country.
Donnie made me feel like I could do
wild.
It.
Wild. He's the shit.
Obama got about 9 degrees.
They ripped, right. You got to go to school forever. Then you got to find the right way to put it all together.
I'm going to fuck with this, senator. With this bachelor's in business.
He was a reality show star and was like, fuck that. You guys made fun of me at this dinner. I'm going to take his fucking job. He took Obama's job. Like, I'm at it. Well, he wasn't allowed to run again, but it's like this. I'm doing what you were doing, and I'm just up here cutting shit down. It's hilarious. He made me really feel like it doesn't matter. Just get the paper and just say whatever they want you they want to hear. He knew what it was. He's the best, man. The best, the greatest president ever.
No, he's.
I wouldn't say
no, he's the terrible president. I'm not saying, come on, man. Read between the lines. I'm just saying he really made me feel like
I just don't
nothing think, matters but paper and popularity.
I think as black people, if you look at LGBTQ, it doesn't matter who's in office.
Why you bring them up again?
Because that's the conversation. Jesus Christ. We're talking about how they get shit done. They hold whoever's in office at pressure. And right now, the Democrats are like, yo, we want that LGBT vote. We don't need their vote. We always got their vote. We don't got to do shit for black people. We got their vote. Fuck them. Let's do what we need to do Donnie for fold? LGBTQ for the next 4 years so we get their vote so Biden gets another 4 years. That's what matters. We ain't about to get shit.
I think that's why Donnie lost, because he didn't fold.
Because he didn't fold.
If he would have folded, right. He would have got that.
What he did was, if he stuck his hand on the wrong
button. Fuck up all, he had COVID.
All he had to do was just shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Shut the fuck exactly. up. Right. But he refused. He refused to do that.
Because that's all Biden did. He didn't run no campaign. He wasn't. There was no debates. I don't remember them debating. I remember
him. They definitely debated.
Literally, the
Biden
economy,
campaign.
No, I'm talking about when it was Hillary them, right? And he ran the first time.
I'd be a fool to act like the economy wasn't booming when he was in there. I'd be a fool to act like that. I understand and know.
Was it though?
Gas was about 260.
Yeah, my stocks was up.
Gas was.
Opportunities was up.
And the cash was up.
Shit was lovely.
You could buy property in Beaver Falls and not pay taxes because of Trump. Because
he said, I ain't doing it. Y'all don't have to do it either. I was like, bring me in the fold, my guy.
Yeah. I mean, he just had to shut the hell up and he would not do it. Therefore, he just ruffled too many feathers. So, you know what I mean? That's just what happened.
Because I think as black people or anybody needs to learn the lesson of what is your mission? Fuck how you feel. How can we get the mission accomplished? And that's what the LGBTQ is genius at. Whereas black people, we were really okay with Obama being in office for 8 years. Him being the black president was enough for us. And that's all we got for 8 years. Because he was black and he was a president, that was The symbolism. That's all we get is symbolism.
And he could hit a corner three.
That jumper was clean.
That lefty.
And did you hear him say,
they killed that.
I'm way more blind than you. The whole crowd went nuts. Green.
He sang Al Green.
And he killed it?
And he sang it very well. I ain't gonna lie.
You know what I'm saying? Symbolism.
And his nigga, and he kissed somebody's woman on the cheek.
Ain't you supposed to do that?
Nah, like he was at the polls.
He's talking about the students.
The guy was like,
don't be a hater. He's like, hey, yo, that's my girl.
He was like,
he's a fool.
He was charismatic than a motherfucker, but yeah.
Charming, cool.
I like it.
Nigga smoke noobies.
You got something else besides LGBTs?
This shit is delicious.
What is that? Next Coke.
Yeah.
Oh, you back home. You back home with that bird.
I ain't, man.
Was that your Tennessee accent?
I went to Tennessee, man.
Why you on my top today?
I'm not. I was asking.
It's a legit question.
Bird? What happened?
I went to Tennessee this past weekend, bro.
No, he was singing all melodic. That's that down south roots, though. So it was a bird.
I went to Tennessee this past weekend, bro. It was the most phenomenal experience as far as like, so I go to a different college football stadium every year.
Hey man, pay attention, man. He talking sports.
Listen,
I
went to, you know, college stadium every single year. There ain't nothing like no SEC football game.
You've only been to
I've been to Penn State for a whiteout game. I've been to Michigan versus Notre Dame in the Big House. I've been to Ohio State, the Horseshoe, West Virginia, Pitt. I've been everywhere up here, you know what I'm saying? These prestigious schools that we have up here, it's more like, so when you go to a Michigan game or like a Notre Dame game, it's more like we're the shit kind of feel, you know what I mean? Like we're the shit.
Bravado.
Down there,
dog fight.
It's like.
It's a dog fight.
You got 7-year-old girls in a game like this, the South Carolina fans, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's just a different vibe. They care so much about their school. They're willing to die down there.
Somebody did die at the Alabama game.
I'm a Florida State fan. And people kept asking me, like, yeah, you going to RV? So who's your team? I said, Florida State. They're like, oh, that's cool, man. Like, you went to school there? I said, no. They're like, oh, you from Florida? I said, no. They was like, you're from Pittsburgh?
You like Florida State?
And you're
State?
Not a Pittsburgh fan?
We don't do that down here.
They were just so confused about that weirdo. Whole. Yeah, they were just so confused about that.
It was like, hold on. Like you have houses that are
they were
like,
they're like, hold on, wait. You, Florida State's your team? Like,
you,
that don't even
you
make
ain't sense. From Pittsburgh.
You know what I'm saying?
You're a golden tornado.
I mean, I feel what you're saying.
You from
no.
Butler?
No, Toledo? Golden Geneva.
Oh.
No, nah, but really,
damn,
they,
we forgot
they
about really, Geneva.
They really couldn't even understand the whole idea that.
Like you could pick any team you want. You ain't play video games coming up? So you right. pick your team. He's like, no.
They are.
I live here. This is
bro,
who we
chance,
are.
The chance during a game, I learned them all. Mm. I learned them all because it was just so live when they were saying it. You could just see everybody just felt it with their hearts when they chant. And I'm
you
like,
know, but you know what those what? Chants are? And those songs are?
Oh, yeah, I know.
All right.
Slave
oh, yeah. Oh.
Just
oh.
remix?
Oh, I know. Oh, I know, but I was singing them joints. Because they felt.
You were living it. Because they were like, they
you
got
to be
shit.
In the atmosphere, man. You got to be there.
I
you got to
go
be
now.
There. Listen,
go.
You got to, like, next year we're going to LSU.
In Death Valley?
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, we going down
Louisiana. Now, Louisiana, they got the fucking the hurricane happen down there all the time.
I really want everybody I want it to be just a crazy experience for everybody to go to.
That's dope.
Now. Like literally,
I think I'm going to the Michigan Penn State white game.
What about Georgia?
Are you
this year?
Yeah,
I'll be with that too.
Who you going
between
with?
The hedges?
One of my homeboys from high school, Dave Kalula. Shout out to my man Kalula.
Oh, he definitely got a little bit of money.
He brought that name up before.
Kalula, he's from Chenango.
No, he's not.
His peoples are from Chenango.
They're not.
I played with a Kalula at Geneva when I played baseball.
Kalula.
He was a dickhead. He refused to call me by my name.
What do you call you, boy?
Ty.
Nah, T Jack. Everybody called me Ty Jack, so he just always called me T Jack.
Oh, one of those weirdos. Oh.
He was on roids, all ripped up.
Oh no.
And he wasn't scared of me.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, just one of them. You know what I'm saying? Just like, yeah. I'm a senior. You're a freshman. You know what I'm saying?
This is just like high school.
TJ.
Italians don't give a fuck, man.
Yeah, he's from Chenango. He was big as fuck.
So we got some subjects.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we had
that.
My mom had this license plate.
Vibrant thing? Bro, that's hilarious.
Oh, shit.
Can I get some tequila?
So fast.
You can't spit on this bitch?
I'll spit
so
in.
So fast.
I'm not
that's
saying it's
low
gonna be
class.
Good.
Bust the rhymes were hard on this joint.
No ass.
What'd he say?
All trash.
I swear I'm getting him to spend a couple of bitches on.
Yeah, he did.
This is good.
That's such a vibrant, vivarant. Back in the baby, just looking magnificent. If it's you talk wide, it's talking, let's get intimate. Frontin' like she ain't even fucking acting on innocent. Yeah, you know you fucking with the fresh baby. When I busted in tight, say rubber than my flesh, baby. Crazy the way she try to lay me like a baby. On the magic wrist, lick me like a Nestle, baby. Woo! You put a tingle up a nigga's spine. Got me twitching all funny while we fucking the spilling wine. That was Busta Rhymes.
Busta?
Yeah, that was Busta.
Yeah.
He got
he's
yeah,
right.
He was yeah, talking about what he's doing.
He was spinning that way too. I was like, no, I ain't never heard that song.
No, you always get that song that you memorize when it comes on. You just know the verse immediately.
Yeah, I don't know why I remember that shit. I ain't heard that shit. What else is
soon as you said, let's play Virus Thing, and then you went like that, I was like, this is written. This is written.
You never heard the song? You sound wild.
Just switch.
It's just a vibrant thing.
Fucking swap it out.
Vibrant thing.
Do me a favor. Look at
him.
Yeah, yo. We in the podcast kicking it. Young Jackson in the building. You know I'm straight ripping it. Got a bottle of tequila and I'm sipping it. And I'm dripping in all pink. Call me a killer camp.
Oh.
Yeah, I just left my nigga killer camp. Ask, can I spend a night? You know I got the stillogram.
Ooh.
Yeah, that cuss you got on the sidewalk. And I ain't rolling the sidewalk. I see how Ty talk. Nigga try to talk shit and that pop shit. Motherfucker pop the trunk in and I pop clips. Motherfucker pop zits and y'all can't stop this. A hot shit off the top of the D.O.P. Cause I'm the motherfucking man that you can't see me. That nigga AJC from PA and NC. The WESTSIDE. Motherfuckers can't fuck with me. Off the top and I got pop. I got rock. Can't stop shot. Motherfuckers want a pop lock and not pop shot.
Motherfuckers with a pop lock and I pop shots.
Yeah,
bro.
He said something about where
that might be it.
Call me killer something.
Yeah, killer cam. Yeah,
keep going, bro.
keep going.
Oh my God.
I guess it's my day. I ain't even drink nothing either. That's all, you know what I mean?
That's crazy.
Damn.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
No doubt now. Work it out now. Young Jack's in the build about to freestyle. I just found out the weather now, about to have wild child, cause we had wild nights with wild styles. Yeah, I put my chick in the wild style. She said she like when I get wild now. Yeah, she said she like it when I'm kicking it. And we listen to sexing and licking real neckily. Yeah, looking at my chain and my necklace. And when neck and the glist, you see my shit is.
My chain and my necklace. And I'm a necklace. It's just a reckless.
Yeah.
I know a nigga named Nicholas.
Yeah.
Nigga gay for a Nicholas.
Yeah.
Niggas take a nickel for the nickel shit.
Yeah.
Remember chickens who was trying to suck my dick for a fucking nickel kit.
Yeah.
Nah, I need the money. Nah, this shit ain't funny. Nah, it's summertime. COVID, the nose is running. Moving the niggas funny. Nah, I need the money.
Come on, man.
Nah, I do a shit. Niggas, they coming gummy. Fuck it. That pussy was gummy. That shit was wet. It made me sweat. It made me fucking forget that I was married. Let me take them bars back and stars back and cars back. Back to the stars back in the days. 05, nigga. Grind. Nigga, old time, nigga. Oh. What's the time, nigga? Art money that came from Kitty, boy. When we was in the wedding, you know how we do it when we speeding, boy. We on the I-75, that 76. Back to the Detroit, I had them shits in the whip.
Yeah!
Deep in the Coke bottles, deep in the Coke bottles.
Yeah!
In the Coke bottle, unlocking the Coke bottle. I had them pills deep in that bitch.
Yeah.
Deep reaching that bitch. You know the streets in that bitch. I'm on that 9th Ave. And I ain't even live on 9th Ave. Fucking in the alleyway that Rice have. And it's crazy, you know how we do. We get the scallyway. I just found out that my wife, she from the alleyway. Two motherfuckers alleyway.
Hey.
It's just a vibe.
I'm good.
That's a clip. That's a clip.
That is definitely a clip.
We did that, Murr.
Y'all done spazzed out on that. That's a clip.
You
that
snap.
Is a clip.
Snap.
Y'all might as well, put that one out.
I kind of want to watch that on the playback.
Yeah, put that.